I think you should get Prime though.
I don't want it.
You do. You don't realise how much you need Prime until you get Prime.
Okay.
Do you know what same day delivery is?
What? Hey, what? I already have that. I don't know how I got it. It's already there. Are you talking about that? I already have that. But as in the...
But if you have Prime, so let's say your dad has a Prime account.
Yeah, all my deliveries come Prime, but I don't pay for shit.
Then your dad has Prime.
No.
Someone has Prime.
Nobody pays for Prime.
You need to check.
No,
because if you have the delivery, that all comes together.
I don't know, though. I don't know.
Then try.
It's only on my account, so...
Are you sure you don't already have the free thing?
I don't think so.
Well, try watch Prime Video and see if it works. Because if you get Prime Delivery, then you have Prime Video. Because it's together.
I'll try it. But I definitely know all my deliveries come with that Prime.
Then I hate to break it to you. You have Prime.
But at least we're not paying for it, so. Well, maybe it comes with our phone thing. Like, EE's always doing this thing where they're like, yeah, you get Apple Music with it. If you pay this, you get...
I don't know why you're saying
you get... Come on now. It's from T-Mobile times. We just stayed.
I'm going to Simone after this. I'm done.
Oh, yeah, me too. I'm on Simone gang now.
Yes, I've seen.
I had my... It was this month. July... 2nd or something, yeah. I was like, cool, because I wanted the iPhone 12. I knew it was gonna come out, but now they're talking about delay. So I just got my 80 something gigabytes of data. I'm just waiting.
You should have been the one hotspotting my TV fam. Now I'm waiting like a mug.
But now I have it. At that time, I even had less data than you had at that time. I had 25.
I've never had to. Like I said, I thought I had unlimited data on.
It feels like unlimited. Don't worry. It happened to me once as well.
I ran out once.
This was like flipping. I remember GCSE times, yeah. I was literally watching, I think it was 13 Reasons Why, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching the whole thing with my data. And those times, it wasn't Netflix that I was using. I was on Safari. Yeah. But I was watching the whole thing and literally it said your data is done. I have never seen that in my life before.
Yeah, because you would always see like there was always people scrambling for like Wi-Fi or data. Oh, I forgot to turn my data off. And
fam, I've never had to
until
sorry that one time. But it's never happened to me again.
Until, I don't remember if it was year 11 or year 12, where we got the school Wi-Fi. And the game changed.
You got it.
I got the school Wi-Fi.
Oh, no, I was struggling. In my sixth form, they didn't even have flipping service, let alone Wi-Fi.
They do that on purpose.
Yeah.
I don't know how you remove service from a location, but schools do that.
100%.
Because there was never any service.
I found the service. I found it.
The toilets were the worst. There was nothing in there.
Yeah, mums. They know what they're doing. You think you're bunking in another room? No, there's no service there. But anyways. What was that thing that you showed me before? The picture?
What picture?
The one with Drake on it and it was like happiness.
Okay. Yeah, that was it. I bought a star yesterday.
Star.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even say last week, yeah, but I finished The Secret.
Oh yeah.
I kept saying oh, I'm about to finish. I finished it like 2 weeks ago, last week, the week before.
How was
now
that?
I'm on to it was good still. And then I thought I was gonna watch the movie, but
there's no point.
I watched half of it and I just left it because it's just an audiobook. But yeah. I finished The Secret and now I've started Rich Dad Poor Dad. And then when I finish that one, I'm gonna take a break from Robert and then read something else, then go back to his other books.
I haven't read enough book.
I
finished the chapter I was on with the Carla book and I need to go back to it. It's because Grey's Anatomy has me hooked.
You see what I mean? So where distraction, I usually read... you want me to get Prime? Nah.
So where I usually read, I now think, so I have to slot in reading time, but I haven't.
Yeah, that was what happened with The Secret.
Yep, exactly.
But I finished it though. Now, I don't do that. I'll just read it when I have to go like reading it, because if I force it, I don't take it in.
I got The Magic, and do you think I ever opened it?
What's that one about?
Part 2 of The Secret. I haven't even opened it.
Yeah, that's why I bought.
But what they have some sort of like The Magic's like a almost kind of journal thing. So it's got day 1, day 2, day 3 of manifesting.
Okay. That's what they did with the rich dad thing. Okay, I found they it. Have like
they have a game. There's a game in now.
They made it so like it's, I don't know what the word is, but you know.
Yeah, made it I'll finish. Modern. I'll finish the Akala book by end of August, if I really.
I don't know.
If I
don't
apply know. Myself again, because I do miss reading.
You know what? The way when we're editing these things and when I listen to me talk, like my English is actually like poor. Like you would think that like I got a D in English or something. Like my English is actually poor. I don't talk.
Why?
I don't know. Where, or maybe it's because I'm just talking to you. The way that I speak is like I don't speak proper English. I just clocked that.
I found out. So basically, blah blah blah. Published last week in the journal Emotion, found that among people aged 30 and older, the correlation between income and happiness has steadily risen over the years. The studies, they are from the General Social Survey, blah, 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 with 44,198 participants between 1972 and 2016.
20 what? 16?
Mm.
From when?
No, 1972 to 2016.
Hmm.
That there has been a steadily...
I am part of that statistic. I can't really say to you.
The correlation has steadily risen over the years.
That's what that TED talk that I was listening to was basically saying. Well, not the income specific, not that, it wasn't that specific, but she was basically saying that people... Like, your happiness is based on external circumstances.
Yeah.
Not like, but people want that stable happiness, like that, like to always be happy. Because she started the thing with like a question. She was like, it was a simple question. She was how was your day to day? Are you happy? Something like that. And then she was like, how do you want tomorrow to be, or the day after that, the day after that? Do you want to be happy? Do you want it to be a happy day or a bad day? Do you want it to be a good day or a bad day? And obviously everyone will say a good day.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, she was using scenarios like, oh, you could like wake up happy or whatever. You're in a good day. Everything is going well, so you're happy. But then she was like, why is it that it's only when everything is going well that you decide to be happy?
Mm-hmm.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
And then she was like, she didn't really, she did this thing at the end and she was like, so how do you always be happy? And then she was like, just take a deep breath. It basically just like, sounded like she was doing like meditation, which doesn't work for everyone. Some people will say that works.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you do that? Like, that's why, to me, I think that, you know, that statistic that you just read out,
mm-hmm.
that's why that's the case. Because it is, if I had bread right now, do you know how happy I would be? Like, I would be ecstatic.
She said ecstatic.
That's why that is that.
Yeah, because, like, we can't lie now as much as this shit and whatnot. Like, a lot of problems would be solved. And a lot of anxieties come from financial situations.
Exactly. Or... Carry on.
So, like, let's not lie now. A lot of people need, subjective, but want more money because either they feel like they wanna, I've lost my train of thought. What was I?
You said people feel like they need or want more money.
So yeah, like, it's obvious that a lot of people, for example, they feel like they need, I don't know, more money to survive because this London is expensive, this world is expensive. There's bills to pay and bills they will not stop.
Exactly.
And then the older you get, sometimes feel like there's just more shit. Because when you're a child, to be happy is very easy.
Yes. That's where I was gonna say that. God.
Joshua right now, to be happy, what? He just needs to be outside. And he, like, for him, a good day is he's played with his little toys. He's eaten good and he's calm. He's not thinking, he's not having the same struggles and as his parents. So he can be happy. And that's it. That's he's from day to day, he's happy. And he's more happy than he's not. Then when you get older, let's say you start school, then it's a bit different now. Because there's things like, I don't know, just social dynamics change in school. And then, are we happy in year seven? Do you remember yourself being happy in year seven?
Year seven. Oh my God. I don't know.
Year seven was useless to me. But year nine and year 10 has been the peak of my happiness. Year nine has been the best year of my life.
Year nine. Yeah, year nine was good.
I liked year nine and year 10, but year nine was up there.
Yeah, because it's basically like that little middle. It's like year eight. You're not really doing anything.
Yeah, it was useless. But that's you're what not I'm doing saying. Anything. All you have to worry about is getting to school Monday to Friday.
Yeah.
And that's it. You're not at the age where you need to be working.
Yeah, yeah.
You can
just do the minimum and
exactly.
Get through it.
So year nine, happiness was easy.
Mm.
Then you got to year 11 and some students are now stressed. I wasn't part of the stress group, but then there's worries and GCSEs. Yeah,
and all that stress. I think I kind of was...
I was jarred because of science, but that's as hard as it got.
I think I was, but I'm glad that I was because I was happy when I had my result.
Exactly. So
because
stress.
Then it came to A levels, and there was unnecessary stress.
Please.
Yeah. Unnecessary stress
leading.
For no results. So
that's the maddest thing as well. I suffered.
That was when it all went down.
For me to get mediocre grades.
Nah. That was when it went down.
Okay, exactly. Okay. So that summer between year 11, year 12, happiness looked a bit different. Because certain people were now leaving, let's say, school to go to college. Whatever.
Are you talking about year 11 summer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go on.
Okay. Certain people are leaving. Certain people aren't going to see the people they see every day for the past 5 years again. Blah, blah, cool.
Yeah, mum, that's so mad. Like
I
going
stayed.
To...
I was, it was like year seven for me. I knew I was going back to the same faces other than one or two that had left. But I was going back to the same faces with the same people. I wasn't meeting anyone new. I was calm. But it's not, I was just there, like flatlined. but that not dead.
Always.
No, death came in year 13. And then year 12, year 13 is when everyone is now. Now money becomes a bit of an issue.
Year 12, year 13.
Yep. And then people start working. A-level hits you hard.
Hard. Understatement.
Yep. But my happiness in A-levels came from lunchtime card games. And that was the peak of enjoyment for those 2 years.
That was it.
That was literally
that was it.
Because out of that 1 hour lunch break where I was playing bullshit, other than that, the moment lunch ended, I was sick and tired of everyone and everything. Year 13, January to June times has been the pit. The
trough.
The trough. The bottom of the bottom in my full 18 and 11 and a couple days years of life. And when was it? I was working year 12, and I was good because I had good income. And I was spending. I was splashing. So yeah. If I didn't have work. Yeah.
God knows how that would have been, man.
And then the moment I left work, and then year 13, and then A-levels got harder, it was when it started declining. And then now, there's people living alone. And money is an issue. And I said, and things like student depression is a real thing. And people leave and they don't leave their four walls.
Yeah.
So it just gets
harder. I remember listening to...
And then they're eating like bread, butter and toast, and that's their dinner, like...
Fam, it's mad. That's what I'm saying. It's so different. Like, it's such a big jump from secondary, even just a sixth form, because some, or college, because, and then to uni as well. Because in secondary, you're there every day, Monday to Friday, 8 to 3, 9 to 3:30, whatever the times were for you. And you'll see people, you're socialising, whatever, innit. So even if, say, whatever, like, because there'll be some people that are going through whatever at home, but mm-hmm. at least
you're in school more time than you're at home. Yeah.
Yeah, so you're interacting with very different people. Like, you can become happy from just being around different people. Like,
and
just,
at that age, if there are problems at home, they're not going to affect you as much as they are when you get older. You kind of understand more and... You get to an age where you now have almost a responsibility to play at home.
Yeah, and then even the older you get now, it's also your responsibility mm-hmm. to go outside and socialize and to make
exactly
thing.
Because if you don't, whereas, do it, it's not going to
exactly.
happen in school.
Whereas in school, it just happens anyways.
Mm.
Now I forgot what my point was going to be, but it's hard.
Talking about the jump. That's where you.
Yeah, went. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. So then, from secondary every day, so you're seeing people like you have to come, unless it's like mad peak and you're just staying at home all the time. But
it happened for a couple.
But then you go to sixth form or college, and then even then you don't have to be there all the time. I'm not gonna lie, I remember when I was in sixth form, I was cutting out. Mine was a
lunch
sixth form.
Lunchtime.
I was at home. I was not coming back.
The thing is, we wouldn't go to lessons, but we wouldn't go home. We would play cards in school.
No, I used to cut. I used to just go home sometimes. But yeah, so then you go to sixth form now. So now the time that is reduced again. And then you go to
and then if you go and if you go college, it's even less.
It's even less. And then you go to uni and you can chill at home 24/7. No one's gonna tell you anything. Like, and then they start emailing about your grades and you need to do this. And it's mad. And then there's like, you know, the income thing, and with Insta, Snap, all this social media, and then you feel, then you see everyone else with all their things, people flipping, like, there was, I think it was a 16-year-old or a 17-year-old that became a millionaire. And then you're there, like, cool, what am I doing?
Scrambling.
Yeah. It literally just goes down from secondary.
And it's only going to get worse.
But anyways, wait, back to that point that you made about the kid. Look, I want to show you this. Hopefully they can hear it.
When you're a child, you have two settings, and that's happy and sad, or upset. And then when you grow up, those feelings start to fade. And you don't feel happy, and you don't feel upset, and you just feel nothing. And you're just stuck in this endless abyss of just nothing. And then you see the sunset, or you look into someone's eyes, and for like a second, you remember what it's like to be a kid again, and to feel those feelings. And just for a second, you're truly happy again. And it's breathtaking. I don't know. That's how I feel.
I can't unhate Ife.
Bro, but it's mad. Like, exactly. You literally said it before I even mentioned anything. You went to child. You went to being a kid. That's the point that I'm trying to get at.
Do you know how badly I want to play rounders?
Oh my day.
It's true though, because now we like we've had conversations about it with like the girls and that, like what I would do just to go back to a day in year nine.
Bro, it's mad. Like this, do you know I got this from this guy I told you about this the other day as well. This guy, he basically he's making a documentary and he'll go travel around the world and he just asks people, are you happy?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like there's so many different types of people, like from young to old, kids, like so many different people, and it all kind of goes to like sort of that same point. And then obviously there'll be some people that will be like, oh, I'm happy to be alive, and oh, like health and stuff like that. I even read this other thing where it was like, your happiness is based off of your relationships with people.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not like interact, like basically what I was getting at before, like when you go through sixth form, then uni, then to adulthood, you have to go out of your way.
And you become more alone as well.
Yeah.
The older you get.
Exactly. And it, there's some people that he asked in this thing, and this guy was like, yeah, I would say I'm happy right now, but there's some times where I'm unhappy. And the guy asked why, and he was like, oh, because I feel alone.
Mm-hmm.
Like majority of the thing that I read about that said that it's based on your relationships, it was some study that they did.
Or if we look at, what's his name, You've Done It in Business.
What?
You've Done It in Business, and we did it in psychology. How the hierarchy of needs.
Who is that guy?
It's not Maslow. It's not Maslow.
It's not Freud either.
It's not Freud.
I know what you're talking about as well.
But I feel like it's Maslow.
Maslow's hierarchy? That sounds right. I don't know. Let me search it. But I know what you're talking about. It's the
if we look at that thing, fine.
That like
yes.
That pyramid thing. Let me just search it up.
But then, okay, if we look at that, if we look at the hierarchy, then we'll because if we look at rich people, if you ask them,
Yeah, it is Maslow. It's Maslow.
Boy. Psychology will never leave me.
Yeah.
But if we look at that, then happiness isn't really... You can't stay happy. If we use the hierarchy, you can't stay happy. Like, there's always going to... You're never going to just be, like, straight, like, happy. No dips or nothing. Because... At the bottom is your basic needs. If you don't have your basic needs, okay, you're fucked.
Okay.
Yeah, if you don't have air, water, food, shelter, sleep, clothing, okay. If you don't have the basics, then cool.
That's what I'm... now you made me forget what I was going to say.
And then the second one is employment, resources... and personal security. So obviously, yeah,
okay,
you can...
cool, wait, that's what I was gonna say. But you know, when you reach the top point, that self-actualization,
you don't reach the top point.
Why not?
I don't think you're never gonna reach the top point.
I think you can.
You can reach the fourth point, and then you wanna...
this, that's like the... it's in...
no,
the...
because I don't think... fucking hell. You don't reach the top point, because... no. I've had a conversation about this. Self-actualization.
I think there's certain people in life that have...
it's the highest level. I don't think you can...
I think it... you people
can...
have...
no, I think the highest level you can get to is you're now seeking it. You have everything else, and you're in the process of finding self-actualization. I don't think you ever find it, because there's always going to be more that you think you can do.
Okay.
What after self-actualization is transcendence. Big words, you know.
Bro, remember the books that you've read, yeah?
Okay, yes, and these are all guides. I don't think anyone's reached...
I think there's certain people...
I don't think someone has... don't think someone sat there and thinks, this is as good as I can be. I don't think they get up there.
But, like, they've reached the top, but they're, like, at the bottom half of the top. And then they're...
yeah, fine, I think... yeah, people have reached the point where they've got everything else... under, so they've done the whole... let me go back to my... they've got the psychological needs, the safety, they've got their relationships, they've got their, like, esteem and their self-respect, and then, okay, now I want to reach my most, like, my potential max, like, I want to be this part. I don't think you actually...
okay, cool,
you get...
okay,
to the point
I
where you're
your
looking
point.
For it.
Okay.
And that's as far as you can go.
I don't know if we're saying the same thing or if we're saying two different things. I'm saying, yeah.
Hold on. Self-actualized people are those who are fulfilled and doing all they are capable of. It refers to the person's desire for self-fulfillment. You are able to find meaning and purpose in your life, and you are able to say you truly lived.
Exactly.
Okay, by that definition,
all
then
right,
calm.
Then. That's what I'm saying. I think people can reach that point, but I don't think you can say...
you have completed.
Like, everything. Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's
because
what I'm saying.
There's people like... I think someone like, say, Kevin Hart is like, he's up there. But then he's never going to sit down and be like, oh, there's nothing for me to do now.
Exactly,
you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, cool. Okay, we're saying the same thing then. That's what I mean.
Okay, so then, yeah, but if we look at Maslow's hierarchy of needs, then boy, income, you can't be thinking about...
exactly, yeah. That's the thing. There was this video, yeah, that I saw. I think it was on Twitter or somewhere, innit? But I think it was like a snippet of a movie. And then there was this... I don't know what the context was, but there was this man and a woman that were speaking, and then this man was like, oh, money doesn't buy you happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And then the woman, she came back with some on point remark, like, I can't remember what she said, but she said something like, No, I need to find that video. I need to find that video. But I don't think, I think that people that say that just chatting absolute shit, like, what do you mean money can't buy you happiness?
But it can't though.
Huh?
It can't.
Okay, like, you're yes, gonna be happy. Will, are you gonna be happy in debt?
Some people are actually, okay, if we look at the social thing, some people can have all the money in the world yet and still feel lonely. And yeah. that, and for that, they'll even give away all their money, if anything.
Okay, the other people are
drowning in debt, yeah, and they'll come home, they'll see their kids, whatnot, and they're good. Like, yes, it's going to be a problem, and in the back of their mind, it's going to bother them, but I don't think you can be, I think you can skip that bit, kind of, or overlook it, not skip it, but you can overlook it. Because for some people, that's all they're going to be thinking about. Let's say, like, debt or not being financially where they want to be.
Exactly.
But not everyone, like, for some people, not everyone will be consumed by that.
Yeah, but I just hate when people are like, oh, money doesn't buy you happiness. Oh, money is the root of all evil. Like, when money is always associated with something negative. Not always, but, like, I see that a lot. Money is not something that's negative, bro. Someone gave you a meal, now you're going to turn it down. That's why I don't understand. Are you still looking at the hierarchy?
Yes.
But you literally said it yourself. Income is actually
It'll on play it. A part. Yeah, it is on it.
Exactly.
Because that's how you move about in life.
Because certain there's quotes that I've seen, man.
Gee, I've told you to start screenshotting. I've told you.
I've saved them, but, like, I've saved a lot of stuff. So
make a folder. That's what I've done. So on the bottom,
if I could find that one, bruv, she came back with some, I don't know what she said, but it made sense. I can't remember what it was. Because even in Rich Dad, Poor Dad, yeah, I'm only on the first chapter. That book is 3 chapters.
It's not 3 chapters, it's 10. Each chapter is a chapter, and there's 9 rules.
No, there's like 3 sections of the book.
No.
Am I bugging?
Yes.
But even from, like, the first part, the guy, yeah, the lesson he teaches at the beginning.
But we're using the hierarchy, and there's bits of the hierarchy that we can very much ignore.
Like what?
Reproduction is on the most basic need with water and air.
Because what? What were you made to do?
Okay, but like we said, our children not happy?
Hmm?
They're not out here having sex.
No, 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 no. Obviously, but it's that mindset. It's not the age.
But there's people that are happy. There's people that are happy and they're celibate, or they're what's the other one?
And then
what's the word for abstinence? Because, like, to be celibate is, like, you are celibate, and it's celibacy, the word celibacy. You are abstinent. What's the abstinence?
Don't ask me. You're the English student,
man. I think it is abstinence. But what is it when you're abstinent? You're abstinent.
Just say you're celibate, bruv.
But there's 2 different things.
What's the difference?
No, don't ask me when it's.
Yeah, exactly.
But they're 2 different words, so we'll leave it that. Like, there's people that are happy, and that's because, let's say
this goes back to what I started with, you know, that the TED Talk thing, yeah, and how the way that she said you can be at stable happiness, like, is that she was literally like, oh, take a deep breath and release all the darkness. Yeah? For her,
I hate people like that.
For her, maybe it's a meditation thing. And then for other people, it could be something else. And then on the flip side, there's people that say your emotion is whatever. You can decide your emotion.
Yes, because it's a reaction to something
that's happened. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So those people that you're saying, they can just be deciding to be happy with the situation that they're in.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
Exactly. So then if we used that same analogy, then the way people decide to live happily without sex is the same way people can be happy without money being a factor. Because, for example, Colombia has been named one of the happiest countries in the world. Yeah? And look at the crime. Look, they're not wealthy. The average Colombian don't live somewhat well off.
Mm.
Look at the crime. But dash on a bit of music and good food and these lot will show you what happiness is. Do you know, like, oh, for fuck's sake. Like, it's people, you pick and choose, and different people value different things. Certain people are happy not having friends. And for me, the way I'm set up, I can never. I can never. But it's what people value. For me, all I need is food. Income would be nice.
All right, then.
But I have lived happily without income.
Don't you want
to... No, I haven't.
Okay, no, chatting. I'm actually rubbish.
I think basic. I don't... income will help. Point blank period. Okay.
Let me try and scramble for that quote. It was like, happy money won't buy you happiness, but it gives you the gives you the freedom to find happiness.
Yes, because that's one less thing
to worry about.
Exactly. Which is why I say, for me, to be rich, like filthy rich, isn't necessarily.
It is for me.
Oh, God. It is for you. For me, I just want to have financial freedom, which is different. I don't need to be rich and sitting on millions to have financial freedom. You can do it with less than that. Which is what we've discussed in one of the early episodes. Because there's people who sit there and want to be a millionaire. And that's it. They just want a million.
But do you know that? Do you know to have financial freedom... I watched this guy, he calculated a good...
It's expensive,
Exactly,
expensive.
So you're saying being a millionaire doesn't mean you're financially free.
Yes, it doesn't.
So I'm saying, yeah. So you're definitely, if you want financial freedom, bro, you better start looking at them figures.
No, but certain people, certain people don't use it in the same bracket. You can be financially free without having a million.
Bro, pretty sure our parents would have made a mil in their lifetime. Do you know how much it costs to...
Do you know how much it costs? Do you know how much an average human being spends in their lifetime?
How much?
7 million.
Yeah, right.
In a lifetime.
Right then.
In a lifetime.
Exactly.
Okay.
And our parents are 70 something years.
It's either 7 or it's 2 million. To live comfortably is like 2 to 3 million. To live comfortably. A comfortable life.
I want an extravagant life. Bro.
To live comfortably, it was like 2 to 3 million. Lifetime.
Oh. It's definitely not that. It's definitely not that. Because you're living by yourself. You're going to have kids, no? All right, then.
Tomorrow, boy.
All right, then. So,
you can't yes, and that's why I haven't had them million. Already.
That's not enough. That's not enough. Do you know... This is when I clocked that a million is actually 1p, yeah? They compared...
Sorry?
A million is actually 1p.
So what are you on now?
Huh?
So where are you at now?
Minus. I'm in minus. But yeah, you know when they compared...
But why not 500k? Does it have to be a million? What is it about a million? Do you know what a million is?
Bro, one is 1p. That's what it is. When I saw it compared to 1 billion, that's when I knew 1 million is 1p. It's 1p. Jeff Bezos made how much? 13 billion, was it? In one day. And you're talking about 2, 3 million is enough.
Okay, but you know, there's a difference between... That's another thing. That's not his net worth. Well, it's his net worth because it's of assets and all of that. Yeah. We don't know how much is really sitting in his bank account. He could be in debt right now. Kanye West is in debt and he's a billionaire.
Yeah, so is... This, that's literally what the Rich Dad, Poor Dad book is based off of.
Yeah.
Being in debt. Of course. But it's good debt. It's not bad debt. It's not like our flipping student loan that we're going to have to pay back flipping tuition fees.
That's just tax, man. Depends. It's all based on what it is that you value. But because of...
Yeah, but just
Because of how we are living and where we live and how life is and what it is becoming... Money, now whether you like it or not, plays a part. And it can enhance your happiness. But if you... Oh my goodness. But if you... It can enhance your happiness, yes. But if you do not feel... fulfilled, whether that is, I don't know, socially or with how you look at yourself.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Then it's not going to... That's my point, is that it's not the only thing that can play a part. Like, it will enhance it, definitely. But if you're lacking in other things, then money is almost worthless.
Yeah, of course, but I just want everyone to understand that money is important. That's it. Yeah. You can't be telling me, oh, I'll be broke and happy. No, man. You can't. Like people who literally they don't even have food to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you telling me that their family is flipping, like, they jumping for joy?
Okay, and that's because one of the basic needs is health. And there's certain people who are sitting on bucket loads of money and they're ill and dying.
That's what I'm saying. They're
two sides of the same coin.
Sorry. Make the point again.
So there's people that you're saying, there's families out here struggling to get like a meal on the table every day. And you're saying they're not jumping for joy.
Yeah.
There's also, on the flip side, there's probably many people sitting on money and money and... they're ill and they're dying. No money is going to save them, or a loved one's dying. No money is going to save them. And they're not going to be happy either just because they're sitting on all this money.
Obviously.
The two sides of the same coin. It will...
That's like, I watched this other thing about this actor, Jim something. Let me see, it's on my... history. I think it's Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey. And he was like, how he was winning all these awards, and he was basically like, he was living the life that people like dreamed of living. Yeah. And he wasn't happy.
Exactly. It's not unheard. Mm. Like, there's several cases where you hear it.
No, I'm not disregarding that. But you can't be like, yeah, but like, at least he can, he's like, he's got, he can literally just take a break from everything to go and figure out what's wrong with him. And he doesn't have to worry about anything else than that thing. That's it. Finding his happiness, because he's got enough money to be doing that. That's my point. You can't like say like you're working a shit job, you're not in a position that you want to be in, you're in debt, and then you're telling me that you can you go out and be like, oh, I'm gonna go and find my happiness. Nah, bro, you got rent to pay, you got electricity to pay.
But in conclusion,
money's important.
It's important. But the term buy happiness is incorrect.
And that phrase, happiness, money can't buy you happiness.
That's what I'm saying is incorrect. It can't buy. We've been speaking for an hour about this and you've agreed with me. You're still saying the statement's true.
No. Okay, cool. Money can't buy you happiness, okay, yes. But it allows you to find happiness. Okay? Okay?
I'm fine. Cool. I'm gonna go find my happiness in a subway. Right now. IKEA, I can't wait to go IKEA. My happiness is in IKEA as well. I find happiness in IKEA. I find happiness in music. I find happiness in food. I find happiness in hugs. I find happiness in have I said hugs?
Yeah. He actually told me not to save that video. He told me.
I've been telling you everything you see and you think. Like,
it's on my Instagram. I've saved everything, but this video I definitely saw it until.
My mom finds happiness in music and dancing. I will find happiness when I have my baby.
Oh my god. That's another thing that's actually unhealthy, yeah?
What?
You can't expect happiness out in external circumstances.
You, oh my, are you really saying this right now?
Joking. But no, that's what they say, you know, like, you know when people get into relationships, always, yeah, and they're
yeah,
like,
you can't be fulfilled by someone else.
You have to.
Same way, okay, so are you finding...